At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 975, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. My name is Will Doctor alongside Charlie Epps. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, what's the word?
You're done.
Yeah, how was the game last night?
Oh, it was awesome.
And JV pitched a gem.
Oh, my God. It was just so much fun, and to beat Seattle again, it's great. And they made this big trade for a new pitcher, give up four. I mean, what are they thinking about?
Well, I hear the Astros might get Daniel Murphy from the Mets and then possibly Josh Bell, a new first baseman. I say put the trust in Yuli, but they might be thinking otherwise. Yuli's struggling. Now, Charlie, a lot to get to in the world of golf. Number one, we're going to start with a little review of Finau's third PGA Tour win last week. I mean,
somebody handed to him in a silver platter.
He started the day back 8 shots. Just Scott Piercy was Emiliano. Our guy Emiliano Grillo was up there as well. They both collapsed, and it was not a pretty finish.
Triples.
Yeah, that Aluji golf tournament.
He's a good guy, though.
Yeah, Finau, great for the game. It's important that he's been on top the last 2 weeks. So we'll get into some of that. Number two, Tiger's caddy Joe LaCava talked about Tiger potentially playing a few events before the 2023 Masters, Charlie. That's quite a tone difference from what we heard at the Open, but I don't think Joe would be talking without Tiger's permission.
Well, you know, Tiger loves the game so much, and he likes being out there. You know, all of our great athletes hang around a little too late, but what the heck's the difference? I mean, people enjoy watching him and coming out, and he's supporting the PGA Tour, supporting his charities, and so I'm happy that he's going to play a few more.
And number three, which is the third LIV Golf event taking place at Bedminster, New Jersey, with DJ, DeChambeau, Koepka, and all the other mid-40-year-olds that have been competing in the 54-hole cut. No-cut exhibition, and then we'll spend the rest of the program on the Rocket Mortgage. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here with the golf doctor to discuss the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. We're going to start you off reviewing Tony Finau's third PGA Tour win up there in the Twin Cities last week. Then we'll get to Joe LaCava's comments on the Dan Patrick Show regarding Tiger's schedule for next season. We'll talk about the third LIV Golf event up at Bedminster, and we'll end it with some discussion on the Rocket Mortgage Classic and give you some notable players who are on the outside looking in as far as the FedEx Cup playoffs are concerned. Charlie, let's start with the 3M Open and the reemergence of Tony Finau, who won his third PGA Tour event in Minnesota after starting Sunday trailing Scott Piercy by 8 shots. I mean, you don't see a comeback from that margin very often on the PGA Tour.
Is it a comeback or was it a gift? Jackie Burke always says, you know, all these guys say, oh, I'm going to win, I'm going to go after a win. The wins find you. You just go out every day and play the best you can. Forget about being 8 shots back. Because then all of a sudden he had two guys that were playing really good for the first 54 holes.
Yeah.
And they make two triples. So that was pretty much a gift. But Tony handled it coming in, although he got a gift on the 17th hole.
And 18th. He put his tee shot on 18 in the water.
In the water. But that was, he could still make, but you're right. And so not a nicer guy in the world. I like his family was right there, all his kids, and he just won like $1.5 million. He says, that's not enough to feed my family.
Yeah. Charlie, God bless him for not taking the live deal yet. Yeah. I mean, with all those kids, I couldn't blame Tony.
Yeah, but he's got so much talent. He's going to win and win more.
Yeah, I think he's about to start on a good roll here into the playoffs. But yeah, the broadcast switched from NBC to CBS at 2:30, and Nick Faldo immediately comes on air and called for Tony Finau to win. And Nance turns to him and says, "If Tony wins, it'll be the greatest round of golf we've called." Now, exactly to your point, Charlie, because the tournament was given to him, and it was an ugly finish. I mean, the shot on 17 was poor. The tee shot
poor.
On 8,
he hit the back.
Well, on a regular day, it's going in the water long.
And then it comes at 1 inch from going in the water. So the good Lord's looking after him.
It is so, but it wasn't the textbook storyline finish that maybe Faldo thought an 8-shot comeback would be, because at that time Piercy was 2 under through 7 holes and looked to be cruising. Scott Piercy, although he hasn't won since 2018, he knows how to win PGA Tour events. He's won 4 times, but he could not have looked any more lost.
Nerves
lost, sickness at TPC Twin Cities right after Faldo calls for Finau winning at 2:30. Piercy bogeys 8, 9, and 11.
Thank you.
And then he makes 3 bogeys in a row. Emiliano Grillo, who started the day 3 shots back, triple bogeys the 7th.
Yeah.
And for the time being had removed himself. So at that point, Grillo's out of it. Finau is only 2 under through 11. So even after 4 bogeys through 13 holes, Piercy was standing on the 14th tee with a very comfy lead. And then, the 14th was it was a disaster, Charlie. It was a disaster.
You just can't get out of your own way. And I've experienced golf like that. I've competed not at that level. I've played in a few PGA events. But, all of a sudden you get into that rarefied air. Some guys can breathe and some guys can't, and then that affects your nervous system. You make some bad judgments, it's a sickening feeling. But he tried. He's a good friend with Tony. They hugged afterwards, and so
it was a good sight.
Yeah,
it was a good sight. Now, nonetheless, Finau moves to number 17. On the FedEx Cup standings and has made just over
17 or 7?
17th. 17th and has made just over $4 million on the season with 6 top 25 finishes and 21 starts. Now back in contention at the Rocket Mortgage, which we'll get to later on. Charlie, speaking of the FedEx Cup standings, there's only 2 weeks left in the regular season on the PGA Tour. The guys are in Detroit this week, and then the regular season will conclude at Sedgefield next week. Now, it's very simple. If you're outside the top 125, you don't make it into the playoffs, which start in 2 weeks at the FedEx St. Jude. Let me give you a couple guys who are on the border. Danny Willett, 137, he could lose his card. And Zach Johnson, number 155, could lose his full status. Now, he still has champion status, Charlie, but it's amazing. Webb Simpson, number 125. There's a lot of good players who could miss the playoffs, Charlie.
Well, one category have you. The top 50 get a one-time exemption for career money earnings. So, but Zach's busy being the Ryder Cup captain, and he's got a pocket full of money and the game's gone by him.
A couple other notables that could miss the playoff, Charlie. Number 127, Jason Day. Number 132, Ricky Fowler. Two names that you never want to see miss out on the postseason. But, the state of Ricky's game, it's not good right now.
Well, I saw him 3-putt from about 4 feet on one hole. And then he tried to hit the 17th hole in two or 16th hole in two or whatever hole it was, and he hit it, you know, 50 yards left. So something going on with Ricky. He just doesn't have that motivation he had when he was a college kid, and he's had a very successful, very lucrative career on and off the golf course. It'd be interesting to see where he goes from here.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. And another guy who we are not used to seeing outside the top 50 is Webb Simpson. Now, Webb had the couple injuries, couple neck injuries this season. He currently sits at number 125, Charlie. Now, him and Zach Johnson both have incredible careers at the Wyndham Championship.
Right.
Over five top tens in their career. So they're both in contention this week. We could see them turn on the jets here, you know, with 2 weeks remaining to the playoffs.
And then, but the last tournament, we had Davis Love win it at the age of 54. You know, so he surprise victory in that last tournament from guys that have no pressure on them and they don't care, and they end up shooting a great score. So an old-timer could win.
A lot to talk about as far as next week goes at the Wyndham. We'll get into the Rocket Mortgage today. But first, how about a quick word from our friends over at Insperity?
Well, last night was a special night for Insperity, for the Houston Astros. We had our chairman and founder of Insperity had the honor of throwing out the first pitch, and his catcher was none other than Roger Clemens.
The Rocket.
The Rocket.
Seven-time Cy Young. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Let him in.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, let him in.
Let him in. That's exactly right. So it was a special evening for a man that, 1986 was such a big year for Insperity because that's when it was founded. The Four Musketeers got together and they created a company that specializes in helping people. And their motto is, we want businesses to succeed so communities can prosper. What a moniker. I mean, they know how to treat people. And if you're a small business owner and you really want to grow your business and you want help with HR, I mean, HR is their specialty, and they will show you the way to streamline all your clerical work that you have to do behind the scene that will allow you to go out and sell your product. So HR is so important today. The government regulations demand a lot of paperwork and so on and so forth, and payroll and everything. HR Insperity is synonymous with success. I mean, to take a company from zero to 4 billion, zero to 4,000 employees all over the company helping each other. So if you're in the market you want to improve your company, log on to Insperity.com and you will really be happy once you get involved with them.
And when we come back, Tiger's caddy Joe LaCava gave a sneak peek of the Big Cat's 2023 PGA Tour schedule, which might consist of more than just four majors. We will tell you when and where you might be able to watch Tiger Woods next season. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest with the golf doctor. Last segment, we reviewed Tony Finau's win at the 3M Open, went over a few notable names that are currently on the outside looking in to the top 125 on the FedEx Cup standings with 2 weeks remaining in the regular season. Webb Simpson, Zach Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Danny Willett, Cam Champ, Harry Higgs, they're all, you know, they could all miss the playoffs. They got to kick it into gear these last 2 weeks. In case you missed that, we're on iTunes, we're on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. Charlie, let's move on to some of Joe LaCava's comments on the Dan Patrick Show last week regarding Tiger's schedule for the 2023 season. So just to know, let's remember, just a few weeks ago, prior to the start of the Open Championship at St. Andrews, Tiger made it pretty clear that he would only be playing major championships for the rest of his career due to the leg injury he's been, he said after the Open, you know, it wasn't the leg that bothered him. You know, he's been working so hard on his long game and endurance that the short game has been neglected. But now here we go. Tiger's caddy, Joe LaCava, is saying that he could make four starts before the 2023 Masters.
I can see that as disciplined Tiger is, and he's making his legs stronger and refining some other parts of his golf swing and his golf game. So that's just part of it. If he played eight tournaments, I don't think he would hurt himself. But the ninth tournament is father-son championship. I'm really looking forward to seeing his son play, Charlie. But, yeah, Tiger has blossomed so well. I mean, and I had my doubts early on, and I was a believer, but, you know, he used a race card a couple times. He misconstrued a comment by Fuzzy Zeller, who was a good friend of mine. Fuzzy was just joking around. But he's come full circle, and I congratulate him. What a champion, and if he continues playing, that's good for golf.
So here's where we could potentially see Tiger play leading up to the Masters. First would be at his event in the Bahamas, the right. Hero World Challenge, which has been a popular spot for Tiger to return in 2016, 2017. Second time, as you just noted, the father-son. The third event that we could see him play before the Masters. And by the way, the father-son, the ratings have been absolutely superb the yep. last 2 years. I yeah. mean, they kill it. Over 5 million viewers, you know, for golf. That's a big, big deal. He needs to be there. Third event, which would be mid-February, Charlie, is the Genesis Invitational.
Think about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
And there's precedent for this. And I was with the coach from Oregon out at Torrey Pines when I was watching my grandson play in the World.
Casey Martin.
What did he do?
Well, he essentially broke a barrier in the game. You
Which
know,
is?
You know, he was able to play in the U.S. Open as a disabled, you know, a disabled person. He was able to use a golf cart, but you know, now
he used what?
You're gonna
a
have
golf
to,
cart.
Yeah, he used a golf cart.
So Tiger could use a golf cart.
Is his ego gonna let him do that, Charlie?
I don't know.
It'd help him win. Tell you that.
I don't know.
Okay, so third event, that'd be the Genesis.
I always throw you a screwball, don't you?
Yeah, I'm getting used to those, Charlie. I'm getting used to them. I'm coming to the plate ready for them. Fourth tournament prior to the Masters would be at TPC Sawgrass for the players in mid-March. So once again, Joe LaCava would not be going on the Dan Patrick Show or giving any sort of sneak peek of Tiger's schedule without his boss's permission, in my opinion. Charlie, would you agree with that?
I agree with that, but you know the Players Championship he can't play in.
No chance.
He's got to qualify. He's got to be in the top 125.
He is not qualified for the Players yet?
No.
It's incredible.
No.
Even as a past champion?
Yeah, no.
Wow. Okay, so we'll keep you in tune there as far as Tiger's Players qualification is concerned. You know, but I believe there's a few more incentives, Charlie, for Tiger to play a mini schedule before Augusta. You know, number one, like you already noted, if the leg feels up for it, why wouldn't he play as much as he can? He's right. just an absolute competitor. You know, number two, you know, I think whether Tiger likes it or not, you know, he probably understands how important it is for the PGA Tour's business that he is competing at least 6 to 8 times a year, you know, especially with the threat of the rival LIV Tour. He's got to be out there, Charlie. He's got to be out there. And number three, I believe Tiger still wants a chance at qualifying to play one last Ryder Cup. Rome 2023, it's an event that is, you know, is being threatened now with most of Europe's has-been talents signing with the LIV Tour. Henrik Stenson, Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, all sacrificing their Ryder Cup eligibility signing with LIV Tour. And the bottom line is this next Ryder Cup, Charlie, in Rome is going to forecast what this event is going to be like in the future. And you know if Tiger is there to not only co-captain the U.S. team but to also play, then that's a huge win for the event in itself.
I think the Ryder Cup is bigger than all the players. So I don't think whoever the players are, it's still going to be the Ryder Cup. And there's going to be some adjusting to it, but there are going to be enough stars. There's going to be enough hype for that tournament to succeed. I worry about it, but I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, especially now it's in Italy, then it's going to come back to Bethpage. Is that where it's going to be? But anyway, it'll survive.
I'll have to double-check the schedule, but you're exactly right. And the reason is the Ryder Cup exceeds Masters ratings.
Yep.
Every 2 years. Yeah. They do great no matter who's out there. Tiger's has missed a bunch of Ryder Cups in the last 10 years, so you're exactly right there. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. And speaking of Ryder Cup news, Charlie, former world number one Luke Donald is rumored to be taking over captaincy for Team Europe in preparation for the 2023 Ryder Cup. Your thoughts there?
And rightfully so. You know, he was sometimes, guys that are so low-key, they don't have the limelight, but they're good, just like Larry Nelson, who won two majors, was a great, Vietnam hero and all that, and he never got his chance to be the Ryder Cup captain. Luke Donald wasn't picked when Henry Stenson was, and then they relieved him of his duties because he is a member of the opposite
LIV Tour.
LIV Tour. So anyway, Luke will be a great man. He's a great thinker. He went to Northwestern University in Chicago. I mean, he's a smart kid. He'll handle it.
Five-time PGA Tour winner, seven-time European Tour winner, Donald has been part of four winning European Ryder Cup teams.
Number one player in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. 2004 at Oakland Hills, 2006 at the K Club, 2010 at Celtic Manor, and 2012 at Medina. So this is someone who definitely knows the winning formula for Ryder Cup. So let's take a quick break and hear about our friends over from How Water.
Right now? You want some How Water?
Wow.
Hey, it's the...
It's July. It's July, Charlie.
Best thing about hydration. And I was around when Gatorade came about, and it was horrible to drink because it just had a bunch of chemicals in it and, for hydration. And then they kept putting more sugar in it, more sugar. Now it's sugar water. But How Water is the true thing. It is mountain clear water infused with oxygen. And it's a new way to stay hydrated. And remember, everybody, hydration is not when you go to the golf course and you start drinking water. Hydration is a new habit of drinking water every day, 10 hours a day. And keep your body hydrated through clear, crystal water that has no plastic. This is an aluminum bottle. It's the thing of the future. And right now we're selling it in Texas. So are you telling me to shut up?
No, you're good. Ramble on.
Ramble on. But How Water. Drink HowWater.com. Learn about it. Drink it. We'll deliver it to you. It's in Houston, and it's coming to every other state in the future.
Definitely important. July and August, it's hot everywhere, Charlie.
Yeah, but hydration is a 365-day product.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. A few more notes before we go to break. We're going to talk about Captain Davis Love. The U.S. captain for the President's Cup, he teed it off at the Rocket Mortgage, but not to compete, really, Charlie. I mean, a little recruiting trip, playing with Zalatoris and Cam Young in the Wake Forest bunch. So we'll talk about that a little bit on the other side. If you're watching ESPN right now, you're seeing all the news about the Saudi-backed LIV events where the families of 9/11 are speaking. Bedmeister, of course, a Trump golf course, a lot of emotion. This week. We'll stick to the golf a little bit. We'll give you the latest as far as LIV Bedmeister is concerned. So we'll do that right here. on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Now, as far as the Rocket Mortgage is concerned, Taylor Pendrith in the lead with Tony Finau one shot back, Lee Hodges in third at 12 under, and Cam Young, two-time top five finisher in major championships this year, and it tied for fourth with Russell Henley. We'll break it down right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. And let's get a quick lesson from the golf doctor himself. And this question comes in from Rusty in Bel Air. Charlie, I could break 90 if I stop three putting so much. What are ways I can stop hitting so many putts per round?
Well, putting is an interesting part of the game of golf, and it's really the most complicated because it requires hitting balls so many different distances softly. And putting starts with lag putting. And lag, let's just say, is over 30 feet, 30 to 90 feet. And to become a good lag putter, number one, you have to have a stroke that's a lot longer than your normal putting stroke. You've got to let the putter go back a lot longer and hit it with a little more momentum, but you've got to practice it, and nobody ever does. So get to the putting green early, get on your putting green, and put the ball across the green and keep it on the green, and then hit another putt and hit it 10 feet shorter than the one you just hit, and then the next putt hit it 10 feet shorter than that. So now you got three different lag distances, and you get the feel for the speed of the green that day. That's so important. Is it downhill? Is it uphill? But more importantly, the trick to becoming a good lag putter is practice. Practice and practice. And you've got to practice it on your putting green with a longer, lazier stroke, like Mr. Bobby Jones would tell you. He said, let there be no sense of hurry in the stroke. It's not an acceleration. It's just a stroke with you know, just letting the club just, you know, caress the ball and get the ball rolling. That's the object of playing golf, is rolling the ball on the green. Lag putting is an art. It's not a science. You just throw it out there. So have fun doing that. Have fun and report back to me. Who was the caller?
Rusty.
Rusty, report back to me. How's your lag practice putting doing?
Jason Day says he practices putting for 5 hours a day. Now, I know we don't all have time for that, but that's just, you know, that's what it takes, right, Charlie? Get a good feel.
I can't believe he's playing so poorly.
Yeah, he is.
He's practicing wrong. He's got to come and see the golf doctor.
He does. He's got to get away from Chris Como. He's got to come see the golf doctor. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here on the conversation, and a couple topics to get to as far as the world of golf is concerned. First off, we have a few more names heading to the LIV Golf Circus. Last week it was Charles Howell III and Jason Kokrak. This week it's two-time Masters champion Bubba Watson. He announced that he will start playing the LIV Golf.
How much did he get?
$50 million, Charlie.
Is that all?
He got $50 million. That's what the rumor.
That'll spend real easily there in Tallahassee or wherever he's from.
Yeah, you know, I thought Bubba would have held off on going to LIV until Masters chairman Fred Ridley gave a statement on whether or not Masters champions would that go to LIV would be invited back. But, you know, I also thought Henrik Stenson was going to wait until after the Ryder Cup, you know. So, you know, some are going to say, well, if someone offered you $50 million to never go back to Augusta National, would you take it? So that, you know, for every single Masters champion who has any relevance, that's something that they have to ponder. But Charlie, the bottom line is, and literally in the words of Donald Trump, you know, players that are being told, this is what players are being told. If you don't make the jump to live now, they will be paid nothing once the eventual merger happens. You know, those are the words of President Trump, who plays a substantial role in LIV Golf due to the fact that he's hosting a handful of these events, including this week at Bedmeister. So the idea is, once LIV Golf gets guys like Cam Smith and Hideki Matsuyama, they won't be handing out $50 million to guys in their late 40s.
Yeah, they're paying, rewarding guys that leave the PGA Tour, and I think the PGA Tour is finding out that they reacted a little too quickly to understand what all this is going to entail, and they created some animosity. But that's just business. That happens. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to steal somebody else's territory, and the PGA Tour acted the way it did. The RNA let them play in the Open Championship. The USGA let them play in their championship. So it's going to be we're going to get to a point where they're going to have to meet and iron all this stuff out.
And you know, I think it's becoming more and more apparent that it's two different formats of golf. The PGA Tour is, you know, heavy competition, stroke play. The LIV Tour is an exhibition, 54-hole, no cut. And Bubba sees that as an opportunity to grow his brand. And he also added that his wife loved it, and he said they prayed on it, and then he came to his decision. So, you know, Bubba ought to be sure and thank the right God,
but
when he gets his $50 million check.
Isn't the Masters an exhibition? I mean, it's a closed field. It's the smallest field. They only invite, you know.
You can miss the cut and not get paid.
And then where?
At Augusta.
You get paid. They pay everybody.
Even if you miss the cut?
Yes.
It comes out of the purse.
Yeah, they get a stipend for showing up.
I did not know that.
All the past champions go back every year and they get paid.
Okay, I was not familiar with that. No. You know, when someone misses the cut at the Masters, they don't get paid.
Yeah, you get paid when you're playing the U.S. Open.
Okay.
I missed the cut and I got paid $600.
A lot of that.
1976.
A lot of that goes under the table, Charlie. I mean, it's not public information. Hey.
It's me, Charlie information.
That's right. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Next, the 2023 LIV schedule. LIV will expand its series from 8 to 14 events 2023 with 48 players and 12 established team franchises for a total of $405 million in purses. LIV Golf will announce a full slate of events, which will total to 25 regular season events, but only 14 are required. And they're going to go to North America, Latin America, Asia, Australia, the Middle East, and Europe.
It's building crescendo.
Yeah, one thing about a global tour is that you lose the American viewership half the time, because while they're playing in Asia and even London, we're all asleep. And if you don't believe me, you know, you can check the viewership for European tour and Asia tour over the last 3 years. But through my research over the past couple weeks, you know, LIV Golf could care less about viewership. The idea is that Saudi Arabia will cover up their human rights violations and atrocities by showing the world that they have taken over the classiest sport in the world, so that global businesses will be more willing to work with the royal family who has full control of this entire operation. So that's sports washing, and it's working before their eyes. You know, this is all coming together for them. And the bottom line is, we'll see what type of sponsorships and support these franchises will get. They're valued at $1 billion per franchise. And once again, that's not the standard American viewership value. Only one person in golf worth $1 billion. Well, two, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Along into the coverage of the Rocket Mortgage, Tony Finau, I mean, he's heating up going to the playoffs, Charlie. It's a pretty special run he's going on.
Yes, I mean, it's a historical way of guys really getting good and that they get the momentum, and success creates success. You win one tournament, you win another tournament, and all of a sudden your persona changes, and now I'm a winner. So Tony is you know, he's been building towards that for the last 7 years, the last 3 years, you know. So he's been a Ryder Cup, President's Cup. So it's fun to see good guys succeeding, and, you know, there'll be other guys come along.
The Canadian, Taylor Pendrith, leading at 15 under after a 64-65 start. Pendrith, a rookie who had a great start to the year, finished 16th at the Farmers, 13th at the Players. And then he was out for 3 months with a broken rib.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough to come back from, Charlie. With Pendrith being ranked 104th in the FedEx Cup standings, how much pressure is a rookie going to be under this weekend, needing a few top 10 finishes to end the season?
You know, pressure is self-inflicted, and the sports psychologist can talk you through all of that, get you in a mindset. Don't make it more important than it really is. You know, just let the game come to you. You're playing now. If you have a good caddy, the caddy is your partner. He can, or she, you know, Nick Faldo had Fanny on his side, and she was made just for him. I mean, it's unbelievable the partnership they had there.
How about Nikki and Steve Stricker?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so not only, you know, is having your wife caddy for you, is you know, Patrick Reed did
that.
You know, so it's a state of mind. It's getting the stars aligned to your liking, and that you look at something at a positive way and not a negative way. I mean, and I've been around enough golfers that I can see the difference. One guy's thinking positive or realistic. One guy's thinking negative. And so it's – Nicklaus says it so well in his writings and his book. There's – no room for negative thoughts. And it's just a state of mind. So you've got to train yourself that if a negative thought starts entering, you change the subject. Change the subject, just like I do with you every now and then. And it gets your mind going in a different direction.
Yeah, it does.
You know? So you think our great Jordan is turning into a great baseball player?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I think Judge is chasing Bonds, but Jordan's right behind him.
And Jordan, does he look upset? Does he handles
never.
It so well? I mean, he's
never.
He's a great person to watch, and even when he strikes out or when he hits one of his bombs like he did last night. But it's all attitude, mindset.
Pendrith, we'll see if Taylor Pendrith, the Canadian, can hold it together, get that mindset in check, and finish this off. There's been a lot of great Canadian winners over the last several years. Nick Taylor was our last one at the 2020 Pebble Beach. Before that, it was Corey Connors of Valero, Adam Hadwin at the Valspar, and, of course, Mike Weir, 2023 Masters champion. So we'll see if Pendrith can add to that long list. Now,
and the great Mo Norman.
That's right.
So
that's
anyway.
Right. Best ball striker of all time. On the other side, we will get to a pick from the Rocket Mortgage right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, wrapping up here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Time for a pick for the weekend at the Rocket Mortgage. Taylor Pendrith in the lead at 15 under after starting 64-65. Tony Finau on his tail in second at 14 under, one shot back. Lee Hodges at 12 under in third. Cameron Young, the Wake Forest alum who roomed with Will Zalatoris at Wake Forest, at 10 under, tied with Russell Henley, another very consistent player on the PGA Tour, and also in a tied for fourth, Stuart Sink.
Stuart, he should be playing the Senior Champions Tour.
Well, hasn't he won? He's won a tournament apiece over the last 2 years.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's done himself very proud. But I'm going to pick Cameron Young.
I'm going with Sahith Theegala, who is in a tie for seventh at 9 under and 6 shots back.
And this is not that I don't want Tony to win, and I hope he does because it's a good story. It gains momentum. He could become the number one player in the world. Wouldn't that be something? This would be a treat for everybody. He and his family, I thought that was just a great quote. $1 million, not enough to feed my boys.
And I'm rooting for Tony, because, he's gotten a bit of a bad rap. Here over the last 2 years with all the third-place finishes. I mean, third-place finishes are good. You've said it. How many times did Jack Nicklaus finish second place?
That's right.
And if Tony – so Tony currently ranked number 17 in the FedEx Cup standings. If he wins this week and can kind of keep this momentum rolling into the playoffs, he could reach – he could win the FedEx Cup very easily. You know how the point system works.
Who won the Masters this year?
Scottie Scheffler.
Where's he been?
He'll come back next week. These guys, they take 2 weeks off. There's going to be a lot of guys returning.
Well, you lose your momentum. You're enjoying what you've just done. The mindset changes. I mean, you got to go shopping for your new car. You got to go shopping for a bigger house. You got to, your wife. And you enjoy the fruits of your labor. So –
another guy that we haven't talked about today who is number 6 on the FedEx Cup standings and a tied for 7th at 9 under, Patrick Cantlay.
Patrick, what a golf swing he is.
So beautiful. I mean, this guy had a start in Europe. Yeah. Caddy got run over by a car. It took him out of the game for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now he's back and could win the FedEx Cup for the second year in a row, Charlie.
Second year in a row. Great show there, my man.
Great show, Charlie. We'll see you next week for the Wyndham, the last PGA Tour event of the year before the playoffs. Sean Mapes, thank you very much. We'll see you next week here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
See ya.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.